Today's daf is Pesachim daf Memches, and we are 13 lines from the top of daf Memches Amid Aleph Amar Rami Bar Chama. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Zara Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leia, Dvora Bas Mecha, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Tova Rivka Esther Bas Hensha Genendel, Sara Bas Batya, Yaakov Ben Chaya, and Shoshana Bas Chava Leia. Today's daf is also being learned as a Schos V'Yecheskel Shraga Ben Miral, and Le'ilu Nishmas Avram Ben Yibadol Lechaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So we're in the middle of the sugya of Hoyol. So the sugya of Hoyol, Kishmoy Kachi, appears in two places in Shas. It's in Masechtes Beya, and it's tucked away in the third parak of Masechtes Psachim in Parak Elu Oivrim. The halacha of Hoyol was a machloikis between Rabba and Rav Chisda. The classic case is if somebody bakes on Yontif. However, when he baked on Yontif, he didn't have in mind to bake for Yontif, but rather he had in mind to eat the food that he baked after Yontif. He was oifa mi Yontif l'chol. Rav Chisda says he gets malchus. The reason is because even though ein bein Yontif l'shabbos ela melechas oichol nefesh bolvad, and afia to bake is a melechas oichol nefesh, but that's only if you're doing the melacha l'tzarech yontif. But being that you're being oifa mi yontif l'chol, so even though the melacha is a melechas oichol nefesh, but it's not l'tzarech yontif, and as a result, you violated the melacha of lo yiseyase melacha, which states that you can't do melacha not only on Shabbos, but even on yontif. It's a lo yiseyase, you would get malchus. Rabba, however, argued. Rabba said, einu loika. Why did Rabba say einu loika? The amrinon hayol, because we say hayol. What does that mean? Said Rabba, right now, if you baked miyantif l'chayil, in theory, you did a malacha, which, although was a malacha seichel nefesh, however, you didn't have in mind for it to be l'tzarech yontif. But that could change. It's possible for circumstances to develop and unfold where the afir that you did will be huvrar l'mafreya retroactively, that it was really done for yontif. How so? What would be if guests would show up? You would take the food that you baked and you would give it to them. So even though it's true, your intention at the time that you baked was not to feed it to guests because you didn't anticipate them coming, but it's certainly possible that that's going to happen. And being that it's possible it's going to happen, right now, even if it doesn't happen, we say that your afia, which was technically miyantif l'chayil, will be miyantif liyantif. It's enough to downgrade what you did from a malacha to either a malacha to rabbanon. Could be it's even mutal katchilo. But one thing for sure, Rabbi says that if somebody would be oifa miyantif l'chayil, the halach is ein oiloika, he would not get malchus. It's simply because of the svar of hoyl. Now, why are we talking about hoyl? We're learning sugis of chametz and matzah and marer and tashbisu. So where exactly did the halach of hoyl come in? It's because the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Mem Vav and Aleph discussed the halacha in Hilchas Chametz. What would be if somebody has dough and he or she is making matzah on Pesach? Once upon a time, people baked matzahs on Pesach. So you're baking matzah on Pesach. The dough became tamei. Now you have a little bit of a problem. Why? Because if you're going to now go and use the dough so that you can now make matzah, you're going to have to be mafresh challah. The problem is, how are you going to be mafresh challah from dough that's tamei? What are you going to do with the dough that is tamei? To bake it, that's something that you can't do. The reason is because you're not going to be able to eat it. And as a result, that's going to be a problem. To go ahead and burn it, you're not allowed to burn challah that's tamei on yontif. To leave it, meaning not bake it and not burn it, the dough is going to rise, 18 minutes, it's going to be chametz. So you're going to end up being over the lava, by your rabbi, your matzah. So it was a machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer said, what you should do is bake the dough first, meaning don't be mafresh challah. You'll be mafresh challah later, we'll get to that. But for now, what you should do is bake the challah, and after you bake the challah, or matzah, it won't be chametz, you'll be mafresh the challah afterwards. But the point is, go ahead and bake it first, like this, you're preventing it from ever becoming chametz. Once you have it in a baked state, so now you can leave it on the side. You don't have to worry about it. But go ahead and bake it b'tomah. That's what Rabbi Eliezer said. Rabbi Yeshua says there's no reason for you to have to do that. Rabbi Yeshua says if you want, you can be mafresh challah, put it on the side, and then take the rest of it and bake that. How you allowed to do that? You're going to be over by your rabbi, your matzeh, with the challah that you left on the side. Says Rabbi Yeshua, it's very simple. Because we have a rule that underpins the laws of Bayimotzeh that says, Shalcha'i ataraya, va'ataraya shalachayim. This is why we sell our chametz to a non-Jew. We have the chametz in our house. You can see it. You can find it. That's true. But Shalcha'i ataraya, aval ataraya shalachayim. So said Rabbi Yeshua, challah doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the kehanim. I have an obligation to go and give it to the kehanim. Tokfu kayinei moitzia noisim yadai. Right? On some level, it's not mine. And because on some level, it's not mine, it's enough to say that it falls into the category of and it's based on that, said Rabbi Yeshua, this is not something you have to worry about. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, why does Rabbi Eliezer not hold like Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua is saying, good. So what's Rabbi Eliezer's problem? Anyway, he's not going to be over by your Rabbi Yomotze. So the Gemara says, you know why Rabbi Eliezer argues? It's because Rabbi Eliezer says, we say Hayol. What does Hayol have to do with anything? Hayol, the Ibai Itchel Allah, Memoinehu. Because it's true right now, this dough is challah. And being that it's challah, it's not mine. Thus, I wouldn't be over by your rabbi your matzah by having it in my rishos. Because shalchoi ataraya, aval ataraya shalachir. However, the halach is, just like if you make a neder, you can go to a chacham, shimun or rabbi say, mutalach, you could be mat a neder. Just like if you make a nazirus, you could be mat your nazirus. Just like if you make something hektish, you could be mat to the hektish. If you're mafresh challah, if you're mafresh truma, there's a concept, there's an idea of she'elah and being mat to your challah, being mat to your truma. Now, if I would go be mafresh my challah, it would come out that it really is mine. So even though right now I didn't do it, but hayol, I could, that's enough to say that on some level we look at it as if it already happened. We look at it as if the guest showed up. We look at it as if I was already matter. And once I'm matter, at that point, it would be mine to be over by your rabbi Yomatzer. So says Rabbi Eliezer, that's why I'd be over by your rabbi Yomatzer. So the point is that Rabbi Eliezer holds that the only Eitzah with the Issa that's Tame is to bake it first and then be mafresh challah. I just be mafresh challah, leave it on the side, shalchay ataroya. It's because he holds hayol. Rabbi Yeshua, who didn't have a problem with that, says the Gemara, clearly Rabbi Yeshua must be of the opinion that lo yamrinan hayol. So why are we discussing the sugya of hayol? The machlok is Rabbi and Rav Chisda, because it very much flows from the Mishnah on Daf Mem Vav, which was a halacha in Hilchas Chametz, as it relates to Isat Meya, Bim Afresh Chalah. Rabbi Eliezer holds of hayol, Rabbi Yeshua didn't hold of hayol. In the same vein, Rav Chisda does not hold of hayol, and Rabbi does hold of hayol. Meaning it sounds like the machlok is Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah is the same as the machlok is Amayram between Rabbi and Rav Chisda. But the truth is that we need one more knetch as it relates to an introduction, and then the daf is going to flow. And that is, there's really another angle where you see that Rabbi Eliezer held of hayol, and Rabbi Yeshua did not hold of hayol. And that is, Rabbi Eliezer's eitzah was, take the dough, bake it. After you bake it, you're going to be mafresh challah. Is that so simple? You're allowed to bake on Yontif, of course. Ein bein Yontif l'Shabbos, ela melechas oichel nefesh b'vat. So being that you're baking, it's a melech of oichel nefesh. So based on that, it's something you're allowed to do. But you can only bake as long as what you're doing is l'tzayrich. And not only does it have to be l'tzayrich, it has to be l'tzayrich Yontif. When you bake all this dough without being mafresh challah, essentially you're baking the challah. You're baking what you're going to be able to eat, and this challah that's going to be tameh, that you're not going to be able to eat. Being that the challah tameh is something that no one's going to be able to eat, not even a kayim minyuchis, so it comes out, you're doing a melachas eichel nefesh that really is not litzayrich yontif. So if that's the case, Rabbi Eliezer has this great eitzah, go ahead and bake it. What's so poshut about Rabbi Eliezer's eitzah? I don't think it's poshut at all. You're baking challah tameh. How you let it be baked challah? You tell me because it's yontif and you're allowed to bake? Yeah, that's only litzayrich yontif, but this is shalei litzayrich yontif because you can't eat challah tameh. So if you can't eat challah tameh, it's going to come out that you're baking challah now that you're not allowed to eat. You know what the teretz is? Rabbi Eliezer holds of hayol. Rabbi Eliezer says that at the end of the day, when it comes time for me to be mafresh challah, if I want, I could be mafresh challah from any loaf that I would like. But even better, let's assume there were a few loaves. I could even be mafresh a little bit out of each one of the loaves. Meaning I can make sure that any piece of dough that I stuck into this oven, a chelik of it, I will be able to eat. And even though it's true, I'm going to have to be mafresh challah, I don't have a choice. But the overwhelming majority of it, I will be able to eat. And in every every piece of Issa that you want to say, how could you bake this dough? You're being over the Isser of Eifa because you're baking Shalei Latzarei Chatav. I'll say, no, what do you mean? Most of it is, I'm allowed to. So this is part of it. It's all the same shtickle Issa. But Hoyle, that every single piece of Issa at the end of the day could be Issa that I'm going to eat. So there's a Sfar of Hoyle, and that would allow me to eat. Why did Rabbi Yeshua not hold like Rabbi Eliezer? It's not Pashut. The reason Rabbi Yeshua didn't say Rabbi Eliezer's Eitzah is because why do you have to come on to Rabbi Eliezer's Eitzah? Rabbi Yeshua doesn't need you to bake it first. Be mafresh to challah because it's shalchay at the roya, while at the roya shalachem. I boyi Mitchell. Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold of Hoyle. But lefi hanal, it's even a little bit deeper than that. Rabbi Yeshua could not hold of Rabbi Eliezer's Eitzah because Rabbi Eliezer's Eitzah is predicated on Hoyle. And because Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold of Hoyle, Rabbi Yeshua says, whoa, I'm not so happy. You're going to go ahead and bake this. Maybe you're going to take this clump of dough, this one matzah, this is going to be the challah. Maybe not, I hear it, but lo yamrin on hoyle. And because you don't say hoyle, I'm not willing to roll the dice. I'm not going to take this risk right now. As a result, I'm not going to allow you to do it. So Rabbi Eliezer had an eitzah, and Rabbi Yeshua had an eitzah. Rabbi Eliezer's eitzah is not Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua's eitzah is not Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer didn't hold of Rabbi Yeshua's eitzah, and Rabbi Yeshua didn't hold of Rabbi Eliezer's eitzah. Why? Hatzad HaShav HaShavahen is it boils down to hoyle. Rabbi Eliezer held of hoyle, therefore Rabbi Yeshua's eitzah is not a good eitzah. Be marfishin on the side and say shalchay atiroy al atiroy shalachem. What do you mean? Hoyel, I could always be shayel. Rabbi Eliezer's eitzah was put it in the oven. You're going to tell me maybe I just baked challah tmeya, which is going to be shalchay atiroy shalachem. Yeah, Rabbi Eliezer holds a hoyel. Rabbi Yeshua does not hold a hoyel because Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold a hoyel. So Rabbi Eliezer's eitzah is not going to work. You can't go ahead and bake it because it's going to come out maybe that you're baking challah tmeya. At the same time, Rabbi Yeshua's own eitzah is going to work because, again, if you don't hold a hoyel, so you could be mafresh the challah and you don't have to worry about shalchay atiroy. And as a result, you won't be over by your matzah. So it comes out that the machloikas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua is yeah hoyel or no hoyel, and you see it really on two levels. Rabbi Eliezer, from his shita, you see he held hoyel. From the fact that he didn't hold of Rabbi Yeshua, you also see he held hoyel. And the same is true as it relates to Rabbi Yeshua. From where Rabbi Yeshua said, you see lo yamrinan hoyel. And from the fact that Rabbi Yeshua did not hold like Rabbi Eliezer, again you see lo yamrinan hoyel. Now where's this whole shtickle Torah coming from? It's coming from this next Gemara that we're about to learn. Zakti Gemara. Amar Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama said, Hadar Rav Chizda V'Rab. The Machlik is Rav Chizda V'Rab. Whether you say hoyel or you don't say hoyel. Where Rav Chizda says lo yamrinan hoyel. Rabbi says amrinan hoyel. Machlik is Rav Lezer Rabbi Yeshua. He is really a Machlik is Tanot. It's a Machlik is Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer Salva. Rabbi Eliezer holds in our Mishnah. Minan Hoyel. You say Hoyel. Rabbi Yeshua Salva. Rabbi Yeshua holds in the Mishnah. Leyam Minan Hoyel. That you do not say Hoyel. Now, where do you see Rabbi Eliezer holds you say Hoyel? So we just spoke out. You see it twofold. Number one, for the fact that he didn't hold like Rabbi Yeshua, like the Gemara said in the beginning of the Sugya, Mem Vav Amud Beis, you see he holds of Hoyel. And from the fact that he allows you to bake all the dough on Yontif, even though you may be baking challah tmeya, you see that he holds oil. Where do you see Rabbi Yeshua does not hold of oil? Number one, from the fact that he allows you to be mafresh when it's Issa, because shalchay atiroya, he's not worried, hoil di bayi Mitchell, and also from the fact that he doesn't like Rabbi Eliezer's time, you see layamin and hoil. But Rashi, somewhat mysteriously, when he explains the Gemara, says that this comment that Rami Bar Chama made, that you see from Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, the machlokes is Rabbi and Rav Chizda, yeah hoyel or not hoyel, Rami Bar Chama was proving it, not from what the Gemara said on the Vav Amud Beis, not you see Rabbi Yeshua holds lo yamrin and hoyel from the fact that he holds he could be mafrish the chalat tmeya, shalchay atiroy al atiroy shalachem, and Rabbi Eliezer holds amrin and hoyel, hoyel boy itchalala. But rather, you see it in Rabbi Eliezer's halacha. From the fact Rabbi Eliezer said you can bake it, that's a raya that he holds amrin and hoyel. And from the fact Rabbi Yeshua said you can't bake it, that's a raya that he holds lo yamrin and hoyel. So Rami Bar Chama's mekar that Rabbi Eliezer holds of hoyel and Rabbi Yeshua holds you don't say hoyel, although it's meduyik in the Mishnah from two places, but in pshat in the Gemara, Rashi speaks out. I mean, the Rashi speaks out. I think it's kedai to speak out and learn the Gemara that way. Rami Rachama was not coming from Rabbi Yeshua's halacha, where you see that Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold of hoyel and Rabbi Eliezer holds of hoyel, but rather he was coming from Rabbi Eliezer's halacha, like we spoke out extensively just now in the introduction, where again, you see Rabbi Eliezer holds of hoyel, Rabbi Yeshua holds you don't say. But that was Rabbi Bachama's comment. He said that this machloik is Rabbi and Rav Chizda, the famous Shaila, yeah hoyel, no hoyel, is really machloik is Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Amar Rapapa, so Rapapa heard what Rabbi Bachama said. He says, I don't necessarily agree with you, but Dilma could be, I'd kind of come Rabbi Eliezer's house, maybe when Rabbi Eliezer say his halacha, the marine and hoyel, that you say hoyel, that you're allowed to bake all the dough, hoyel, that maybe there's no dough that's going to end up completely being challah tmeya, because maybe you'll be mafsh a little bit of challah from each loaf. That could be is only there to be in the ka'ili, the tanur, kol chad, v'chad, chazir, le'ili, day. What's the hoyle? The hoyle is I may decide that I want to eat a little bit of each dough, and therefore I'm going to take a little bit from each dough and be mafsh it as the challah. So it comes out there's no dough that was baked in vain, because every dough I'm going to end up eating. But the hoyle is I'm baking and I'm going to eat. Aval hach over here, de lo archem hu de chazi le de de le chazi. But it could be in the rabbi's case and Rav Chizda's case of Hoyle, where we're discussing not something that I may need or I may want, but something that may be nageya for archem. You have to know what the svar is. Maybe over there, hachin nami de lo yamrin in Hoyle. Maybe you wouldn't say Hoyle. I'm Rav Sheish Breder Avidis. Rav Sheish Breder also heard what Rami Barchama said. That the machleik is Rabbi and Rav Chizda, yeah, Hoyle, no Hoyle, is really machleik is Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua. And he made a similar comment. Maybe when Rabbi Shua said you don't say Hoyle, de lo yamrin in Hoyle, elehecha, de ikka, chadad loy, chazad loy, de David loy, archim. Maybe that's over there because he's afraid that it could be, there's going to be one loaf that's not going to be right for anybody to eat. Aval hach over here in the case of Rabbi and Rav Chizda, the chazim meals la archim, where it's certainly possible Archim are going to show up, and in that case, at least it's going to be roy for somebody to eat. Maybe you say Hoyle. So therefore, Rav Papa and Rav Sheisha Breid Ravidi, they heard what Rami Marchama said, that the Machlaikis Rabbi and Rav Chizda is really a Machlaikis Rav Lezer and Rav Yeshua, and that Rav Lezer and Rav Yeshua are really discussing this Shail of Hoyle. They were both Doichet. Rav Papa was Doichet one way, Rav Sheisha Breid Ravidi was Doichet another way, but they said it's not Muchach what Rami Marchama said. Says the Gemara, Rabbanu came to Rav Yirmiya and Rav Zeira. So the Rabbanan came, and they told Rav Yirmiya and Rav Zeira what Rami Marchama had said. That Rami Bar Chama said, the Machlekes Rabbi and Rav Chizda is really a Machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua that are arguing in our Mishnah Daf Mevav, what's the Machlekes? The Machlekes is Yeh Hoyle or No Hoyle. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiya Kibla. Rabbi Yirmiya liked it. Rabbi Zeira liked Kibla. Rabbi Zeira didn't. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Yirmiya turned to Rabbi Zeira. And he says, I don't understand why you're not accepting what Rami Bar Chama said. Which part? That Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua are arguing Hoyle. We know Rabbi and Rav Chizda are arguing Hoyle. We don't need Rami Bar Chama for that. His chiddush was that the machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah is yeah Hoyle, no Hoyle. So Rabbi Yirmiya tells Rabbi Zeira, Nilsa de Kashalon. We had a kasha. Va'asya kami shni b'may pligi Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. For years in Beis Medrash, we've been trying to figure out what the basis of the machlokes is between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Hashtam ru mishmei de gavri rabba. We finally have a gavri rabba that's net up shot. Rami Bar Chama. He said the machlokes is yeah hoyle, no hoyle. But lo nekable, should we not accept it? Rabbi Zeira, we've been waiting for years for somebody to come in. Rami Bar Chama is the Tishbi Yataritz Kushis Vavoyis, literally. He walked in, he gave us an answer. He says, why wouldn't we be Makabal? Well, Rami Bar Chama said, Amalei, so he told him, Hei Chaya Kabla. How could I be Makabal? Rav Zeira told him, yeah, I wish this was the Pshat. But I have a Raya, this is not the Pshat. You know how I know, the Tonita, we learned to the Braisa. So this Braisa gave us a little bit of the rest of the story between the Machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yeshua. And this Braisa, Rabbi Yeshua talks back to Rabbi Eliezer. Amalei, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Eliezer, Lidvarecha, according to you, that what? That what are you supposed to do with the Isa that's Tmeya? You're supposed to bake it. You're going to be over the lab that says you're not allowed to do Malacha on Yontif. Why? Because you're baking Chalat Tmeya. And even though it's Malacha Zechel Nefesh, however, you're doing it Shalai Lutzarech Yontif because you're not allowed to eat Chalat Tmeya. Now, Vashasachlai, Rabbi Eliezer was quiet. Said Rabbi Zeira to Rabbi Yirmiya, V'i Isa. If Rabbi Eliezer holds of Hoyle, Le Malay, Time of the Dimishum Hoyle. Why do you say Hoyle? So it must be he doesn't hold of Hoyle. So I would love to accept what Rami Bar Chama said. Trust me, but I can't because I have a braisa that Rabbi Eliezer was given the opportunity to say, I hold of Hoyle, the Shasak, and he was quiet. Why wouldn't he have said Hoyle? Must be he doesn't hold of Hoyle. Amalei, Rabbi Yirmiya told Rabbi Zeira, Litamech, according to you, let me ask you a different question. I have another braisa. Hadit Tanino, but braisa, Amalei, Rabbi Eliezer now is talking to Rabbi Yeshua. What was Rabbi Yeshua's Eitza? Take the dough, put it on the side, let it rise. Ay bayura bayumatze, shalchay ataray, abataray shalachayim. It belongs to the Kehanim. So Rabbi Eliezer tells Rabbi Yeshua in this braisa, Rehu, every mishum bayura bayumatze. You're going to be over bayura bayumatze, vishasikle. And he was quiet. Rabbi Yeshua didn't answer anything. So what are you going to tell me? The reason Rabbi Yeshua didn't answer anything is because he didn't know? Or better yet, you're going to tell me Rabbi Yeshua really didn't answer? Meaning the braisa seems like he was shasik. But you can tell me that's the case. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua clearly answered the Tanan. Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, no, this is not Bayirah Bayimatze, because this doesn't belong to you. So what do you have to say? In the Braisa, it says shasik, meaning the Tana that put together the Braisa, he never knew or just didn't, for whatever reason, transcribe the response that Rabbi Yeshua gave to Rabbi Eliezer. Umahad levi masisin. In the Mishnah it is mentioned. So hachanami. So Rabbi Yirmiya told Rabbi Zeira, ema shasak levi masnisin. Maybe there was an answer in this brisa, there's no teretz, but vahad levi mechilta achriti. But maybe in a different mechilta, as in brisa, maybe in the other brisa there really is an answer. So the bottom line is, Rami Brachama said that the machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua is hoyel. In other words, machloikis Rabbi Rechiz of hoyel is really the machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. And there was a big debate amongst them, Iran, can he mekabel it or not? Rav Papa had a kasha on it. Rav Shresha, Brad Ravidi had a kasha on it. And when the Rabbanim came and they told it to Rabbi Yirmiya and Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yirmiya said, Gevaldik, for years we've been waiting for someone to say Pshat and the Machlekes, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. And he was so excited to have Pshat. And Rabbi Zeira said, nah, it can't be the Pshat. Why can't it be the Pshat? Because there was a Braisa where Rabbi Yeshua asked Rabbi Lezer, how could you bake it? Vishasik. And he was quiet. So Rabbi Yirmiya said, what does that mean? I'll find you Braises in the same exact discussion. We have something similar to that. The Braises sometimes didn't tell a Dava Shalom. Sometimes they didn't tell the whole story. Either way, that is the Machloikis HaMeiram as to what the Pshat in the Machloikis between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua is, and that also concludes the Sugya of Hoyel, says the Gemara. Tanya, as it relates to Halacha L'maisa, Rabbi Yomi Rabbi said, Halacha Rabbi Eliezer. The Halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, that what are you supposed to do with Issa Tmeya? You bake it, and then afterwards you mafishchal. Rabbi Yitzchak said, Halacha Kibem Besero. That the Halacha is like Kibem Besero. It's a small Taisvis, so we might as well do it. Taisvis on the Amid brings from Harav Yosef, who paskind ki Rebbe. He said, Machloikis Rebbe and Rabbi Yitzchak, whether the halacha is like Rebbe Eliezer in our Mishnah or like Ben Beseir. By the way, what did Ben Beseir say again? He said you should soak the dough in cold water. So Machloikis, who the halacha is like? So Rabbeinu Yosef, who was one of the Bali Tosfos, said that the halacha is like Rebbe. Why? Mishum the Kaimelon, because the klal is halacha k'Rebbe mei chaveri. Because whenever there's a machloikis Rebbe and chaveri, Erevin daf mevavam ebez, the halacha is be passing like Rebbe. So it's a machloikis here between Rebbe and Rav Yitzchak, whether we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer or we paskin like Ben Beseira, halacha can Rabbi mechavei, right? In the Gemara, we don't know who the halacha is like. So what do we have to do? We have no choice but to look into the klalei apsak. If this machloik is Rabbi and one of his chaveirim, halacha is we paskin like Rabbi v'chein minig. And Rabbi Yosef said, that's the minig amongst the people that bake matzahs on Pesach. This is what they do if it becomes tamei as it relates to be mafresh challah. But says tois is v'ri doicha. But the re was doicha. He said, the Shemalei kam rinan hacha k'rebi mechaveri. Could be this machloikis doesn't fall into the category of halacha k'rebi mechaveri. Why? No, if fligu rabbi rabchiz davach achi. Because this machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Ben Beseira and Rabbi Yeshua wasn't just the machloikis Rabbi Eliezer, Ben Beseira, and Rabbi Yeshua, but really it's predicated on another machloikis. Hayo or no hayo. And that machloikis, whether we say hayo or not, is really machloikis between Rabba and Rav Chisda. So said the Ri, v'hod da halacha k'rebi mechaveroi, this that there's a rule of halacha k'rebi mechaveroi, hainu hecha deleka plukta damiroi. That's only true if we have a machlokes Rebbe v'chaveroi. We don't know any other names. We don't have any other considerations. Because all we know is the machlokes Rebbe v'chaveroi. So what's the halacha? Halacha k'rebi mechaveroi. V'afilu k'neged Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. The read by the Masech Tzeirifin. Right, even k'neged Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. But either way, we always paskin like Rebbe. That's true. But that's only if the only factor is it Rebbe? But over here, there's other things to take into consideration. Because the underlying machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Meseir in the Mishnah is do you say hoyol or not? And that's already another machloikis, hoyol or not hoyol. And that's a machloikis in Rabbi Rav Chisda. Oh, once you get involved in Rabbi Rav Chisda, it's a whole different Shulchan Aruch. So when Rebbe paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, what was he saying? Essentially, he was paskining hoyol. That's already a big shaila, because that's a machlokes Rabbi Rav Chisda. So simply to say halacha k'rebi mechaveri, that's not going to work over here. And this is just an important caveat to one of the klali hashas of halacha k'rebi mechaveri, that the only time you will use this, the only time you can invoke that principle is if all you have is Rabbi mechaveri. So once there are other machlokesin that suddenly intersect with this machlokes Rabbi mechaveri, so it could be the klalim of paskining based on the other considerations, like the machloikis Rabbi Rav Chizin, the Sugya Vayel, that may trump this shayla of halacha k'rebi mechaveira, and as a result, the reason you don't necessarily you can't necessarily use the halacha of k'rebi mechaveira, which is why anytime it comes to this type of shayla, halacha k'rebi mechaveira, halacha k'rebi akiva mechaveira, yal kagan, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan can get rish lach, all these different kloli hashas, you have to read the fine print. This tois is a classic example of where you would say, of course, halacha k'rebi mechaveira. That's Rabbeinu Yosef, one of the bali tois said. But the truth is, not so pasha to reset, because that's only if there's no other considerations. The minute there's another consideration, it doesn't work that way. In fact, there's a whole sefer called Yad Malachi, three chalokim, but one chalok that deals a lot with the klal yapsak, and he makes tremendous pulpulim with rishonim and different klalim as it relates to when we use the klalim or when we don't use the klalim. Zok de gemvara weiter. As it relates to the halacha of baking matzahs on Pesach. The Kama Shirisa. How big is the dough allowed to bake? B, in order for you to bake it on Pesach. If the dough was made of chitin, it was made of wheat, it could be two kavim. Ubisairim, if it's made of barley, shleishes kavim, it could be a little bit bigger. It can be even three kavim. Now, why are we discussing a shear of how big it's allowed to be? The reason is because we assume that if it gets too big, it's going to be very hard to control. And as a result, it's just going to end up becoming chametz. So even though you're allowed to bake matzahs on Yontif, but you have to be careful. You have to make sure your dough doesn't get too big. So what's the maximum shear it's allowed to be? So Rabbi Shmuel ben Yishmael ben Yechim Breika said that if it's chitin, it could be two kavim. Sa'irim, three kavim. So chitin is a little feistier than sa'irim, and therefore, up to two kavim is good. Once it's more than two kavim, it's already not good. Sa'irim can already be three kavim. Just the opposite. I don't understand. The same Rabbi Shmuel ben Yishmael ben Yechim ben Breika that said for chitin two kavim and for sa'irim three kavim. He said for chitin shloishes kavim, sa'irim arba kavim. He said if the numbers are not two and three, it's three and four. It's the chitin less, sa'irin more, but the numbers are different. Is it 2 to 3 or is it 3 to 4? Zok Gemara Leikasha. Habi chasichta, habi mal yisa. You have to say it's talking about two different types of wheat. There's inferior quality wheat or mal yisa, which is the better one. So the better one is going to rise again feistier, and as a result, the number is going to have to be a lesser number. So if you have better wheat or better barley, it's 2, 3. If it's lesser, so then you can use a little bit more because it doesn't rise as quickly. And there the number could be 3-4. I'm Rapapa. Rapapa said, Shma Mina. You see from here, Rapapa, who famously dealt with barley and tamarim and with wheat, he said, you see from here an important business, Cheshbon Rashi says, and that is that Griyan Chiti Chasichta Michiti Ma'al Yasa Tfe Midigriyan Sa'iri Chasichta Misairi Ma'al Yasa. That good wheat depreciates more when it becomes bad than does good barley to bad barley. Why? Because what was the ratio? If you have the good wheat, so then we're chayish, it's going to rise already if it's two kavim. If you have the inferior, then it's three kavim. Looking backwards, what's the difference between 3 to 2? It's a third. As opposed to sa'irim, when you have the good one, it's 3, bad one, it's 4. Meaning the bad one is 1/4 more or less than the good one. So here you have a rate of a 33% difference, and you have a 25% difference. So you see just the difference, the spread between the good and bad of wheat is a larger spread than that of barley. Zok de Gemara. The evil Hasam Tilsa, just to read it inside, the Hacha Riva, here it's a quarter. Rav said, Kaba Milugna Lepischa. You want to know how much dough you're allowed to bake on Pesach? The answer is it's the Kav, that's Milugna. Milugna, Rashi says that was a place. The same is true as it relates to challah. What's the shear challah? I mean, if you're going to have donut from which you have to be mafresh challah, so how big would the challah have to be? It's a kambalug. Not faith tomorrow. It's actually time we learned in the Mishnah. Chameshes revan kembach ma'od chayavim b'challah. 5/4 of a kav. In other words, a kav, a quarter, v'oin, and a little tiny extra is already chayiv and challah. So you see, the shear challah is not a kav. You see, it's a little, it's more than a kav. It's a kav plus a quarter of a kav, and v'oid. So the Gemara says, "Achikomer kava milugnoi nami ahayshiur akai." I didn't say a regular kav. I said a kava milugna. A kava milugna is the equivalent of the shir challah, which is 5 rivoyim of kemach v'oid of ordinary dough. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, "Hani noshi didan." Nog lemefa kefiza kefiza lepesach. Rabbi Yosef said the minig amongst women is that when they bake matzahs on Pesach, so they bake even less than a kaf. They do kefiza kefiza, which is 3/4 of a kaf. Why do they do it? Probably because they're being frum. It's a chumra. His question was, chumra also they kulohu. They come after they mechala. At the end of the day, they're not being mafresh chalas. What's the grace of chumra over here? Meaning they're being machmed. They don't want to have too much dough. Because if you can have too much dough in the oven at the same time, so maybe it's going to turn into chomet. But at the end of the day, 3/4 of a cow is less than the sheir challah. So if it's less than the sheir challah, they're not being mafresh challah. So why is that a chumrah? Maybe it's a bad thing. Amalei the oven, Rebbe Eliezer. No, they were mafresh challah after the fact. Like Rebbe Eliezer, the time we learned in the Mishnah, Lezer Oimer, Aroid of Anoisin Lasal, if somebody took the matzah, or the bread, out of his oven, and he put it into a basket, hasal mitzarif and lechala. The fact that they're in the basket together at the same time, that's mitzarif them, and you're going to be chayv and chala. Meaning, even though the katchili is supposed to be mafresh chala when it's dough, but we saw this in our Rebbe Eliezer and Achmed Vav as well, there's an idea, you can be mafresh chala even afterwards, and this is mitzarif it for the shear. So even though there was no shear initially when it was dough, even in the oven it wasn't a shear. But when you put it into the sal, now the sal can be mitzarif it into a shear, and that would be enough to be mechayv. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mashmulam. Even though usually we don't pass like Rebbe Eliezer, but here we do pass like Rebbe Eliezer. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef said that what these women are doing is actually a good thing. It's a chumra in hilchas chametz because they're doing so little, so like this, they're able to control it that it doesn't become chametz. And they're not going to be mafresh chalot. That's not true. Amale. So Abaye told Rabbi Yosef, but I hear what you're saying. But for Itmar Allah, didn't we learn? Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, Loi chanal ki karish al bavel. It's the only time it's true. That if you bake bread, you weren't mafresh challah, and you had less than a shear, and then you put it into a basket, the basket is mitzarif, the only time the basket can be mitzarif is if these doughs were like the kikaroi shel bavel, where they were noishich, they bit each other. That's literally what it means. Meaning they were touching each other in the oven. Avol ka'achin, however, if they weren't, meaning they were shaped in a way where they're not touching each other, why? You don't have this halacha. So what was the kasha? The only time the halacha is that the sal could be mitzarif l'shir challah is if at the very least you had the whole shir challah in the oven at the same time. So it wasn't the same dough, but it was all in the oven at the same time. Over here, you didn't have it in the oven at the same time. How do you know? Because that was the whole chumrah of these women. They dafka were making sure they didn't have more than whatever the shear was, kefiza, kefiza. So over here, it definitely wasn't noishchezumizu because you certainly didn't have that much. So how could you tell me that the tzal is mitzarif? In this case, the tzal is actually not mitzarif. So the Gemara says, he told him back, Amaleo, itmer alam, Reb Chanina, filu ka'ach. And everybody agrees with that. If that's true, you'd be right. But the Reb Chanina said not that way, that according to Reb Eliezer, the tzal can be mitzarif even if they didn't touch each other. So that's the way the women will end up being mafresh challah, they'll be machmer hilchas chametz, because they're not baking that much at the same time. And I, as it relates to challah, the tzal will be mitzarif it, like this is not going to be nish. Why Rabbi Yirmiyah? Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the shayla, tavla she'in lo levizvizin ma'ar. This halach of Rabbi Eliezer, that the sal, the basket can be mitzarif for the shir challah, is not only a basket that has rims, meaning it's a basket that has walls. What would be if you have a flat board? What would be the halacha over there? Is it mitzarif or not? What's the shayla? You need the inside of the kli. You don't have the inside of a kli if you don't have the walls. All you need is the aver, the ear space. Rabbi Eliezer said that the sal is mitzarif. Rabbi Shua says tana mitzarif. The sal is not mitzarif, but the tana is mitzarif. Sal is not mitzarif. Even the tana is not mitzarif. If they're touching each other, they're literally noishchezu mizu, it's only in that case that it's going to be mitzarif. Zok de mishnah vayter. Meinyan leinyan. But Oisein, Rabbi Gamliel Leimer, Gamliel says, Sholosh noshim lashes kach, 3 women are allowed to knead dough together on Pesach. For Oifois, and they're allowed to bake the dough, betanur echad, in the same oven. Zuachazu, one after another. In other words, he had a small oven. And it was enough to fit the dough of one of these women. So you had 3 women, they're all working with dough. They have a small oven, and the only way it's going to work is if one goes, then the next one, then the next goes. So the question is, could they do it, or can they not? Rabbi Gamliel says, yeah. Sholish nashim lashes kachas. They could all knead at the same time, literally simultaneously. They can't bake it at the same time. Who cares? V'ayfa is betana. Echad, they can bake in one oven. Zuachazu, one after the other. Chum say, sholish nashim lashes kibasim kachas. No. Chum say, no way. They can't all be kneading at the same time. Now, they could all be involved. They can all deal. They could be oiskois bebatzek at the same time, but to actually need at the same time, they're not. So what does it mean they could be oiskois bebatzek at the same time? Achas lashon, one could need. Machas a reches, the other one can shape it and form it. Machas eifon, the other one can bake it. The Gemara looks at Rekiva, and Rekiva says, leikol anoshim, not all women are the same. Veloikol eitzen, not all woods are the same. Veloikol atanurim, not all ovens are the same. Shavim, zeh aklav, and here's the rule, tipach tiltosh bitzoyne, that if you have a woman who is working with dough and it was tafach and it started to rise, so if she makes her hands wet, cold water, and she puts the water on the dough, that's going to settle the dough. It's going to cause it not to rise. Zok to Gemara, Tanu Rabbana. So we had three shitas, a little unclear, as it relates to three women that want to now make matzah together on Pesach. What was the problem? The problem was the oven was small, and it was only big enough for one of these doughs. So the question is there like a Shulchan Aruch of how this goes about? Rabbi Gamliel says, no. Shalosh noshim loshis ka'achas, v'oifes b'tan rechetu achas, we have nothing to worry about. Chum said, no way, you can't do that. There's a very strict Shulchan Aruch. One has to knead, the other one can form, and then the other one can bake. Rabbi Akiva said, it depends. He says, I can't give you a general rule. He said, lo kala noshim shavos. I mean, you have to know who these women are. And not all the eitzim is the same, and the oven, it's a small oven, but is it a very hot oven? Is it not such hot oven? So the Gemara is going to begin by explaining the sheet of the Chachamim, that achas losha, the achas oireches, the other one is like, v'tan rabbanon losha, hi mikatefes. When the first one needs, she should now go and start being mikatef. She should be oireches. She should start forming it. While she forms it, v'chaveret losha, her friend should need it. Tachtev. Mikatefes, when she finishes, this first woman, forming it, he oifa, she should bake it. V'chaverto mikatefes, her friend, who's one step behind, she should start forming it. Tachtev. Vashlishes, now the third one enters, and losha, she could start kneading. Oifa he, when the first one now finished step three, she finished baking it, losha, right? It starts all over again. V'chaverto, the second one is oifa. Tachtev. Vashlishes, and the third one is mikatefes. V'chayzeres chalila, and it goes in circles. Says the Braisa, that's an important halacha, that as long as you're oisik with the batzik, you don't have to worry about it becoming chomes. What did Rabbi Akiva say? He said, I told this to Rabbi Gamliel, your halacha that you said in the Mishnah. So what type of woman are we talking about? Are these rizos, like Kehanim's rizos name? They're going to be very careful. Was the wood moist? It was dry. Betanur Cham, was it like a very hot oven? Betanur Tzayin, it was a cool oven. Amali said, Ein l'chol ha-mashashanu chachamim. You just follow what the rabbis say. Rabbi Kiva, I hear what you're saying. But at the end of the day, this is the halacha. The halacha is, this is the way it is. And we don't make these cheshbonos. Zeh haklal, tofach, in the event that it started rising, tiltosh betzayinim, you should smear a little cold water on it. Zog, dimish, nevaiter, siur, yisarif. If you have siur. So what's siur? So we had this earlier in the week. That is dough that hasn't completely leavened. So it's in the middle of the leavening process. And when we spoke about this at the time, we mentioned that Daf Mem Gimel, there's really three stages to the leavening process. In the first stage, it changes colors. In the second stage, it starts developing cracks. In the third case, the cracks go through and through. And these are the simanim. This is how you know if something is chametz or if something is not chametz. Siur is when it's in this quasi-state. What the Gemara in the beginning of the parak referred to as chametz noitsha, where it's chametz, but it's not 100% chametz. Machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer, the Chachamim, Rabbi Eliezer, the Meir, Nalach is of chametz, that's not 100%. But either way, that's what siur is. It says the Mishnah, siur yisar, if you're supposed to burn it. But if somebody eats a potter, he's not chayv kars. Siduk, once it starts developing cracks, yisar, if at that point you're supposed to burn it. But if somebody eats a chayv kars, ezu siur, what is siur? Kinkarni chagov, when it has cracks in it already, the cracks are like the antennas of a grasshopper. Siduk, what does that mean? When the cracks, they're all intertwined, they go through each other. Divri Rabbi Yehuda, azoy halt Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, siur is when it has cracks, kekarnei chagavim. Siduk is when it has cracks everywhere. What's the halacha of siur? So if you can't have anah from it. However, if you eat it, there's no Karis. Once it's Siduk, at that point, that's already Chametz Gomer. At that point, you're going to be Chayiv Karis. The Chachamim, who in the beginning of the parak was Rameyer, Chachamim says, Zev Zeh Hoich L'Chayiv Karis. No, Rabbi Yehuda, the two stages of the leavening process that you describe are both Chametz Gomer. It doesn't matter if it has little cracks, like the antennas of a grasshopper. It doesn't matter if the cracks on his Arbu Zubazu. In either case, you're going to be Chayiv Karis. Ezu Sir, what is Sir? Meaning, what's the shear where it's chametz noiksha? Where you're not going to be chayv karis? It's kol shehechsifu panov ka'adam sha'amdu sarayisav. It's like when it turns pale, like a person who's here standing up, he's like shocked or frightened that a person like that turns colors. When the dough starts changing colors, in that vein, that's when this halacha is going to be in effect. In other words, a major machloikis, what the sheer seer is, or in other words, b'milu macherim, a major machlokes when dough actually becomes chametz. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it becomes chametz gavur once it's nisarvu sedaka, when it's fully cracked. According to the Chachamim, also known as Rameyer, no, even once it starts developing a little bit of cracks, that's enough for it to be chametz gavur. Isn't there something called seer? Well, seer is a stage earlier. Seer is when it has no cracks, all it did was it was change colors. Tanu Rabbanan, Ezu seer, kol shechsif upon avchad mashon v'sar roisav, seer is when it changes colors. Siduk, kekarni chagavim, divrei Rameyer, who was the Chachamim in our Mishnah. The Chachamim in the Braisa say, Ezeu seer, kekarni chagavim, siduk, shenis arvu, sedokim ze. Bozeh. Who's the Chachamim of the Braisa? It's Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah. A little bit confusing. The Chachamim of the Mishnah is Rameyer in the Braisa, and the Chachamim of the Braisa is Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah. V'zeh v'zeh ha'oich l'chayiv karis. If you eat either one of them, you're going to be chayiv karis. Shein t'gemar, is that true? V'anan t'nan, sir yisarif, v'oich l'ipater devi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, who's the Chachamim in the Braisa, said, v'sir, your pater. How could you say v'zeh v'zeh ha'oich l'chayiv karis? Eim al Rameyer, it's going back to Rameyer. Zeh v'zeh ha'oich l'chayiv karis. According to Rameyer, either one that you eat, you're going to be chayiv karis. Amar Rava, Rava said, my time to Rameyer. What's Pshana Rameyer? He said, Ein l'cha kol sedek v'sedek milmailo, she'ein lo'y kam misedaka milmata. Meaning, Rameyer hears this idea that if it only has a little bit of cracks, maybe that's a reason for it not to be treated as chametz gomer. But at the end of the day, said Rameyer, I'm telling you, if there's a little bit of cracks in the milo, that means underneath it's fully cracked. And if that's the case, it's going to be considered chametz gomer. And that is the aside of Shitas Rav Meir. So today's daf is hashtag no raid, but pata b'loy klum e'efsher. So just to end an intense week of daf yoimi with a lot of lumdis, and Baruch Hashem, a lot of Chassam Soifers with one kasha that the Chassam Soifer brings. Just the kasha, and we'll leave it out there. And that is, the topic of the last few dafin was the sugya of Hoyel. But really, the topic of the last few dafin was the halacha of the Mishnah on daf mem vav. Somebody has dough. The dough became tameh. It's Pesach. You want to bake this dough. The problem is, you're going to have an issue with challah. Because you're going to have to be mafresh challah. And what are you going to do with this challah? You can't eat it. You can't burn it. And you can't just leave it around. Because if you leave it around, it's going to be chametz. And it was machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua and Ben Beseda, what you're supposed to do. Machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua had something to do with the sugi of Hoyel. That's what Rabbi Bachama said. Not all the Amiram agreed with that. And because of that, we had the sugi of Hoyel. But either way, it all started with a machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. What are you supposed to do in the event that you have batzek that's tam? The Chassam Sofer in a tshuva, and this is an Eruchayim, tshuva kuf chav zayin, like so many of tshuvas Chassam Sofer, this is a classic tshuva. And the reason it's classic is because he talks about the shiurim in this tshuva. He talks about the Noida Yehuda's famous chiddush in the Kezesim. So we've done many raid bites on this in the past. But the Noida Yehuda had a famous chiddush where he believed that all the shiurim that Chazal had today need to be doubled. So for example, a kezayis in the words of Chazal is a half a beitzah, meaning there's two kizesim to a beitzah. The Noda Yehuda said that he did an analysis when he came to Prague, and he realized that niskatnu habeitzah. The beitzah today are smaller than they once were. So it's true, once upon a time, a half a beitzah was a kizayis, but that was the grace of beitzah. Since today they're much smaller, and as a result, whereas once upon a time, if you want to know what a kizayis was, measure the beitza and cut it in half. Today it's just the opposite. Today it's not a 1-to-2 ratio, it's a 1-to-1 ratio. And today a kezayis is really a beitza. And the Chazanish is famous shiurim and the Briska shiurim, it all starts with a Noida B'Yehuda. The Chassam Sofer, in two tshuvas, discussed this chiddush from the Noida B'Yehuda. And it's a steer in the Chassam Sofer whether he agreed or didn't agree. In one place he agreed with it 100%. In another tshuva he said, Chadash Asam in HaTorah. Sounds familiar? Right, he said, Chadash Asam in HaTorah. By the way, I was talking to a Chashav Yid today, a big bucky in Chassam Sofer, and I was telling him this raid that we spoke about yesterday with the Chassam Sofer, Rav Tzvi Hirsch Chayes, with Chadash Asam in HaTorah. So he told me, he says, you want to know how often the Chassam Sofer said Chadash Asam in HaTorah? He even said Chadash Asam in HaTorah with regards to Chadash. So you know, a lot of people are machmer on Chadash, but there were a lot of people that were very makel in Chadash. And it seems that there was someone that wanted to make a big tumult. He said, Chadash, how could you tell me Chadash is mutter, Chadash is asr? And the Chassam Sofer said, Miskeinim es boim on avim es soira, that the oilam used to eat Chadash. And for you to say that Chadash is asr because Chadash Asam in HaTorah. See, he used it on Chadash. Chadash, which is Asam in HaTorah. But Zuzug in hand, Chudash, he said, that's the bechin of Chadash Asam in HaTorah. See, the way, this is one of the tshuvas, this is why it's a famous tshuva, but this is one of the tshuvas where the Chassam Sofer discussed the chiddush of the Noida B'Yehuda. So in the middle of his pilpul, which obviously we're not going to go through, because it's really knee-deep in the middle of this pilpul, 7 pages in. See, he says, mitoich dvarenu lamatno, that from all this raid, we learned yishuv l'kushya echad, a teretz to akasha, shehiksha adam kasha kebarzel. A kasha that was asked by a major London. Someone that's kosher kebarzel. Harehu, who is he referring to? A chassid, a charetz, a muflig, mareinu v'rabenu, a rav lezer konitz. Zeche tzadik levracha, mekila kendosha prostitz. For Huva, and he says, if you want to see this kasha innovating, take a look in the Sefer Tshuva Me'ahava from Rabbi Loza Fleckless, the Talmud Muvig of the Noida B'Yehuva, it's in Chelek Aleph, it's in Tzimin Kuf Chaf Aleph. This was his kasha. His kasha was that he doesn't understand. We have a Rabbi Eliezer in a Mishnah on Daf Mem Vavim Aleph and Masechtas Pesachim that says that what are you going to do if you have dough and the dough becomes tameh? If the dough becomes tameh, you're going to end up having a major issue because you have no ability to be mafter shalom. So he made the following cheshbon. He said the Gemara says in Masechtas Pesachim Daf Mem Chesam Aleph. We just learned the Gemara today. The Gemara said that how much dough is a person allowed to bake or need at the same time on Pesach. So the Gemara came up with a shir. Amar Rav. Rav said, Kaba milugna lepischa. The shir is Kaba milugna. V'chein lechal. It's the same as the shir chal. So you want to know how much dough you're allowed to knead at the same time? How much dough you're allowed to bake? It's the equivalent of the shir chal. That's what the shir is. Now what's the shir chal? We know what that shir is. It's 53.2 beitzen. I'm sorry, 43.2 beitzen. It's 43 mem gimel beitzen and a chaymish. The Shach says in Yerideya that if you want a simon ledavar, the gematria of the word chala is 43, and the hey at the end of the word chala is a simon for the chaymish. So it's 43.2 beitzen. That's what the shear is. Now, if you have dough that becomes tameh, when you're mafresh chala, how much chala are you supposed to be mafresh? So Rab Lezer Kometz said that it's a Mefurish Mishnah. It's a Mishnah Mesechtes Chala, not surprisingly. Perik Beis Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah over there says, Shira Chala. What's the Shira Chala? Echad Me'asir Ma'ba. It's 1/24. Oysa Yisalatzmai. That's if someone does it for himself. Or Oysa Lemishtei Benoy. If he makes it for his kid's party, then it's Echad Me'asir Ma'ba. Nachtoim, however, a Bekesh who Oysa Limker Bashok. He does this professionally. V'cheno Isha Shi Oysa Limker Bashok. Then it's a different Shira. It's Echad Ma'ba Bishmoin. Zok the Mishnah Nitmasa Yisasa. What happens if the dough becomes tameh? Shoygeges, whether it happened to Shoygeg, Ayanusa, or if it happened to Oymus, it doesn't matter. Echad marbam v'shmoina. The shear is, it's going to be 1/48. So if that's the case, how much challah do you have to be mafresh from Isa that's tameya? It's 1/48 of the Isa. This case in our Mishnah, where you had a woman that was kneading dough, she wants to bake matzah, and now suddenly it became tameh. How much dough became tameh? How much dough became tameh? The maximum it could have been was 43 and a fifth. If you're going to take away 1/48 of 43 and a fifth, the shear is going to be less than a beitzah, right? 1/48 of 43.2 beitzim is going to be a little bit less than a beitzah, whatever the exact number is. But it's going to be a little bit less than a beitzah. So if it's going to be a little bit less than a beitzah, I have a major problem. You know what the problem is? The first Mishnah in Masechet is Beya. Beya and all the way on to, right? The first halach everybody knows. B'shami yoyim teyachal. B'shami says you could eat it. B'shami yoyim b'lay teyachal. B'shami yoyim another machlok. B'shami b'shil, lesser known. Sa'ar b'kezayis. V'chametz b'kechayseves. How much chametz does a person have to have in order for him to violate the halacha by your rabbi, your matzah? The shear has to be a kezeves. Has to be the size of a kezeves. Beisul says, zeves have a kezeves. No, that chametz and tzar is both kezeves. In other words, a machlokes between Meshach and Beisul, as it relates to the shear of chametz, not sourdough, good old-fashioned chametz, piece of cake, how much chametz would you have in order to violate the lava by your rabbi yamatzah? The Gemara says the Mishnah is discussing the lava by your rabbi yamatzah. Not the Zerachila, but the by your rabbi yamatzah. So it's machlokes. Beishamai says, how much chametz? A kezeves. Beisul says, how much chametz? It has to be a kezeves. The Gemara says in Masechet is Yuma, the Vayintes, that a kezeves is bigger than a beitzah. So, in case you weren't sure, a kezeves is bigger than a beitzah. So if that's the case, ask this Goyin Echad, this Adam who's kosher kibarzel, Areyu Achasin Achoritz Hamuflig, Reb Leizer Konitz, who was from prostitutes. So yes, this kasha, and that was Reb Eliezer, we know throughout Shas Shamute. We never passed like Reb Eliezer. Why don't we pass like Reb Eliezer? Because Reb Eliezer was Mitalmidei Beis Shammai. See, he said if Reb Eliezer was Mitalmidei Beis Shammai, and we've spoken this out in the past, the Chassam Sofer in many, many places says that every single Reb Eliezer in Shas has to shtim with Beis Shammai. Right, Rabbi Eliezer said in Sukkot Av Chavches Amid Aleph that me oylam lo yamarti davar shalei shamati mirabois, that I never said something I didn't hear from my rabbeiv. And Chassam Sofer says that he has a Kabbalah. He writes in a few places, doesn't remember where he heard this or where he saw it, but he says kach mikublan. He said the Chassam Sofer that the yisoid, the oymek of what Rabbi Eliezer meant when he said me oylam lo yamarti davar shalei shamati mirabois, is he was referring to which rabbi? Beis Shammai. And every single halacha that he ever said came from Beis Shammai. So if that's the case, how do you understand the Mishnah? Again, what's the problem? Rabbi Eliezer is dealing with an issue. He's grappling a whole sugi of hayo. He's trying to figure out, what do you do with this dough? Yeah, dough that's tameh. You can't be mafresh challah, because if you're going to be mafresh challah, you can end up being over by your rabbi, your matzah. Really? This challah that you're going to be mafresh, how big is it? It's going to be 1/48 of the dough, because it's a Mishnah Masechtas challah. Then if you have issa tameh, the shir challah is 1/48. Okay, if all it's going to be is 1/48, how big is the dough? We have a maximum shear. That's a Gemara. Psachim daf mem chesam alaf. What's the maximum shear? It's the same shear of challah. We know what the shear of challah is. It's 43 1/5 beitzim. It's the gematria of the word challah. That means 1/48 is going to end up being less than a beitzah. We have a Gemara Masechtas Yuma the Vayintes that says a kesevis agasa is bigger than a beitzah. Beis Shammai shita is that you're not over by your rabbi your matzeh unless you have a kesevis. And Rabbi Eliezer is mitamidei Beis Shammai. And Rabbi Eliezer said me oyvam lo yamarti davar shalei shamati mirabbois, that every word that came out of Rabbi Eliezer's mouth was Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, there's anyways no by your rabbi your matzeh. Because according to Beis Shammai, it's less than a kesevis. So if it's less than a kesevis, what's the problem anyways? This is the kasha that the Adam kasha kabarz will ask. This is the kasha that the Chassam Sofer brings. And he says, Lafi, his raid, Ayin Sham, is Miyoshev. And we're going to leave it with a kasha.